Well, you're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. This is Kip Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mzanganya, we are in Washington.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronavirus pandemic.
You can find us on 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15600 kHz shortwave.
Zimbabwe has recorded the first coronavirus death. Zororo Makamba died today in Harare following an announcement last week that he was the second coronavirus case.
Indications are that some Zimbabweans are aware of the coronavirus that has so far killed more than 14,000 people in many countries. That disease is wreaking havoc right now in Europe.
Near home, South Africa, Zimbabwe and other nations have declared coronavirus a national emergency in an attempt to channel resources on fighting the pandemic.
But the question is, are Zimbabweans following the Zimbabwean government orders of social distancing and other ways of preventing the spread of the disease? What are your views? This is what we'll be discussing here, and we'll have guests coming in from different countries to discuss the issue.
Yes, so marvelous. Yes, marvelous. Thank you so much. And we're in different places. We're also hiding as well, because this virus is causing havoc in the Washington metropolitan area. So our first guest is Ezra Chisaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Mr. Swanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you, Marvelous? How are you, Gibbs?
We are really fine.
Well,
how are you?
Coping, socially distancing, as you can see. So Gibbs is far away from me today.
Yes, and we are very fine.
I'm actually self-isolating as well, as you can see I'm at home.
Yes, so let's start with you, Chisa. In London, what is going on there?
London, as I'm talking to you now, the British Prime Minister this evening is having what we call a COPRA meeting. COPRA meeting is a meeting of government, departments, you're talking of the army, the police. So there are fears that we might be coming to a lockdown because the people are not listening. They've been told to self-isolate and stay at home. So most of the people in the United Kingdom, they are not doing that. So what is happening now, they are meeting. We don't know what is going to happen because now 303 people have succumbed to the disease, the coronavirus disease. They are saying, the experts, the scientists are saying that the UK might be worse than Italy. Italy, as you know, that is going past 5,000 deaths there reported from Italy. So now UK is trying to, maybe it might be following what Spain has done, Australia is about to do, what Italy has done. They want to lock down. Everyone should stay at home. Nobody will be allowed to move. We hear the rumors. We hear that the PM might unleash the army to take off the British people from the streets.
So now, Marvelous, maybe you can talk to him.
Nguva yapfuura asi ndikuona kuti apa vanenge vazonyatsosimbaradza kuti zvii zvavachange vachiita zvii kwakamira seiko
vanhu havasi kuteerera vanhu vekuengland kana United Kingdom vangofanana nemazimbabweans havasi kuteerera vakatoudzwa because mabhazi nemarestaurants zvakavharwa last week saka vari kuudzwa kuti ngavagare kudzimba dzavo but vari kuramba kugara kudzimba dzavo vari kuenda kumapark kunotamba nevana because izvi ndichiona kuti zuva rabuda taenda pasama ipapo vanhu vari kuramba vari kuenda mashops vari kutenga hwawa kumasupermarkets nemabookstore vene unomwa kumaparks saka hanzi nhasi uno British Prime Minister Boris Johnson vari kutosangana nevamwe vavo the defense commander nemapurisa MI5 vese vainonzi COBRA meeting panoitwa decision yekuti koitwa seiko from mangwana kuzoendera mberi
tinoona zvakare tanzwa nhau dziri kurwadza zvakanyanya kuti kuzimbabwe kwawanikwa iko kuchiita rufu Zororo Makamba mwana wava James Makamba awanikwa iye achishaya zvichinzi izvo ashaya kubva kune chirwere icho checoronavirus munofunga kuti izvi zvingabate vazhinji here kuti vachinyatsoziva kuti chirwere ichi chokwadi chinouraya
But zvinoitika kuzimbabwe nezvekuti uyu Zororo Makamba akauya achibva kunew york toziva kuti United States ikoko ndio pane chirwere ichocho saka angaenda kunew york akabva ku Zimbabwe ana kuenda kuno coronate inozi quarantine angosvika chipinda ku airport havana kana mbomuona kuti munhu ana mira zvakanaka kana ane temperature saka akazorwara akaendeswa kuchipatara saka parizvino nenyaya yekuti munhu ari popular tikati munhu anozivikanwa that's why vanhu veZimbabwe kutoudzwa kuti because munhu anozivikanwa kana zvingazivikanwe taisingazivi kuti zororo makamba afa nechirwere ichi because izvozvo vanga vasingakwanisi kuviga kuti kune munhu apa because zvaingobuda musocial media kana maindependent newspapers kuti zororo makamba asina nechirwere checoronavirus saka that's why government yeZimbabwe yabva yataura kuti kune munhu afa nechirwere ichochi ndofunga kune vanhu vakawanda vari kurwara nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus muZimbabwe but pari zvino hakusi kuitwa matest saka hapana munhu anoziva kuti vangani vanhu kuudzwa kuti kune vanhu 3 vanhu ava vanhu vaenda kuchipatara varwara but vanhu vana vasina kurwara kana vasina kuenda kuti private hospital havazivikanwa kuti vari kurwara nechirwere checoronavirus.
Yes, thank you so much, Ezra, from that end. Sasino baba lapha ke uSmile Vikindu. Smile Vikindu, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila tibo njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu ngapha khonapho ke Vikindu.
Lana ngisePretoria, eMamelodi, eSouth Africa.
Ye, kunjani khonapho?
Ngathi mina la ngikhona kuselokishini.
Yeah.
Abantu barelaxile ababonisi ukuqakatheka noma kwezimemezelo ezenziwa uhulumende ngokuba abantu basahamba freely lokuthini kodwa ke engakusho ukuthi thina esisebenzayo noma esisebenza ngaphandle kwelokishi emasabhabhu la esingathi khona kugcwele abamhlophe noma abanemali sokulimazile kakhulu siyakubona imithelela yakhona ngokuba noma sisemsebenzini
ye ungathalazi kakhulu
sinabanye abantu ez
ye khuluma ungathalazi kakhulu ukuthi volume yakhamba ye
okay ngithi mina esengubonile so far ukuthi emalokishini abantu barelaxile is few individual eneuyezwa nabantu uma bexoxa bengikhuluma nabanye amajiti zo achizofika njani epakini thina singayanga phetheya. Yabona. So abantu basasenaleyo ignorance ukuthi elokishini ngeke ingene. Kodwa masithi siyakhangela njengami mina la ngisebenzela khona. I'm a waiter.
Yes.
So into noma manje uma uthi emsebenzini so uyobhalisa igama ukuthi ukhona because no customers akuzima customer. There's no movement ekhona and then akhona umthetho South Africa siwuvalile ukuthi utshwala usathengiswa. Of which it's now mostly we're relying on alcohol ukwenza imali yabona. So kuba difficult for thina because even though sibalekela le coronavirus fana nje lokuvika induku kwalandihloka ngoba singayibalekela kodwa kusala esikhwameni abaningi bethu sizolamba.
So you think ukuthi vele asoze lithole imali yena ngwena
thina asoze sibe nemali because mangithi ngiyakhangela abantu engiphila nabo around is either abanye baku-hospitality industry of which yiyo vele eqala ukulimala abelunga abasenzi kuzokudla abanye bakuma-uber ku-e-hailing service nakhona sebelimele because akusenabagibeli even nalabo abasebenza emakhishini okwamanje nabo bayakhala bayamiswa kuthiwa uzosilethela i-coronavirus from Tetre. So mina okwamanje ngifila iphokethi more than yona i-corona uyazwisisa. So iyazisingena vele iyabe sizoqedelela lokhu osokukhona.
So for the benefit of those who don't understand isiNdebele what Mr. Vikindu is saying is that the situation is very bad in South Africa. So he's saying that you know, he's a waiter and there's no business, apparently nothing. And I guess Mr. Vikindu, you also fear serving people, right?
Yes.
So what do you do under those circumstances? You can understand that.
I'll send a choice. Owa manje sokumele lawe uthathe those precautions. For example, wash izandla, ukusanitize izandla, mafika ama customers ya sanitize. But there are few may find out ukuthi maybe it used to be an average of 30 customers a day. You get only one or two customers. So vele manje ukuthi just to keep umsebenzi wami safe than ukwenza imali.
Yes,
so it's really bad.
No, thank you so much, and we hope you are going to be safe there.
Asethembe njalo baba, asethembe njalo. Salindura maphosa lapha bathi uzokhuluma ngo-past 7.
So
asazi ukuthi ama-measures abazowathatha awuphi. But into engayisho ukuthi abantu bakithi especially abaseZimbabwe kumele siyithathe lephezulu le ndaba, because at least la eSouth Africa we've got a government which is doing something. Which is a good thing. Singabi ignorant, sizitshela ukuthi ibamba abantu abanemali, ibamba abamhlophe. Seyifikile i-corona. So khonokho esikutshelayo asikulandeleni, banokuthi thina sithi no, thina we're not affected. Because ekugcineni thina siyosafara, siyabona. So inga-encourage nabantu bakithi ukuthi especially abatravel ekhaya unnecessarily abame kancane, because siyasazi i-situation elapha nokuthi njani.
Mina
warata ngikulele lana eSouth Africa bengithuke, but I know ukuthi ichanza ithona. But ma usiyekhaya kwehlula abantu abanemali abaconnected, ugovernment wakithi akayenzi enough. So ngcono ngifele lapha than ukuthi ngiye eZimbabwe, ngiyofela eZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Maveki Nduku. So ungakhatha lokhu zeni yakho, ikamera yakho. Siyabonga kakhulu, ungathinela kusasa baba. Okay, Papa. So what he's saying, Marvelous, is that you know, Zimbabweans should stop traveling from South Africa to Zimbabwe, because he says at least in South Africa there's a bit of care in terms of hospitals and all those kind of things. But in Zimbabwe he's saying it could be a bit of a challenge. Now that there's even one person who has actually died in the country, and that is Zororo Makamba, who died today.
And Gibbs says, you know, Zororo's father actually stays in South Africa. He's been in South Africa for a while now. So I think it kind of rings a bell now for Zimbabweans to see just how fatal this disease can be. South Africa, nekuti nzvimbo dzakawanda dzinoitwa zvekunwira nezvekutyiwa dzakavharwa kana kuti dzinovhurwa kwenguva shomanana. Vanga vachiti think vanovhara kuma6 kana nguva dzakadaro, but vamwe vari kutotyira kuti mwedzi uno zvinhu zvichaomera vanhu vakawanda, nekuti vanenge vasisina mari yekuti vatumirewo kumusha kuti vari kumusha vawanikwewo vachibatsirwa padambudziko iroro recoronavirus. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa. Ameno Ezra, uri kuzvionawo sei ikoko kuBritain? Hurumende pane zvairi kuita here?
Baba Chisa, uloku kona? Mbona azani ye lapa stream yetu.
These are self-employed.
Yes, go ahead.
Vanofara kuenda kunoclaima ma benefits. There's what you call universal benefit. Wabatsira vanhu vari self-employed vachabvisirwa 3 months kuti vasabhadhare tax. Then vanogara kudzimba hapana vanofanira kubhadhara rent for the next 3 months, vanongogara mahara. Saka vanhu vese vasingashandi vagara vachipiwa mabenefits. Vaya vanoshanda vachabhadhara salary ye 80% to all the workers, kambani yavo yobhadhara 20%.
Saka ungaone zvakadai zvichizoitwa here kune nyika dzekuafrica
aiwa hai ipapo hapana kwete. Iwe uchitarisa zvipatara zvifanana nemipilo vanaparire nyaka pane zvino kutsoni grof ndo hospital infectious hospital kune mabhedha anosvika only 17 beds, kuti vanhu vakarwara kuvulawayo hatizivi kuti vachaenda kupi. Vanhu vakarwara kugwero havazikani kuti vachaenda kupi. Vakarwara kushurugwi kwese kwese uku chipa vazivi kuti vachaenda kupi. Saka pari zvongomerwa Harare Wilkins Hospital yetitoni group ichocho. Tone group yacho yatarisa, inototarisa the whole region, Masvingo, Midlands nematevelenet.
Yes.
What measures some of the governments overseas? I know in Canada, for example, they were also saying they are going to be helping out. The government will be helping out the people. Even here in America, Gibbs, I think Congress is trying to see how they can also be able to help the industry that has been affected. And also, I think the president said they were going to be giving out some kind of stimulus to all the citizens in America, you know. But so I'd ask him that, do you see something like this happening in places like Zimbabwe and South Africa? So he's saying he doesn't think so, because currently the hospitals are underfunded, the government doctors are not yet fully back to work. So he doesn't see this thing, you know, that we are seeing overseas. what other governments are doing overseas happening in Africa and Zimbabwe.
Yeah, Baba Chisa, ngasikhangela sibili okwenzakalayo khona manje. Siyabona ukuthi eBritani abanye abantu abayenzi lokuthiwa yi-self isolation. So ke kuhamba njani khona?
Abantu laba balenkani, inkani zabo yizisiza ukuthi ke uhulumende lo afake imithetho, njengoba ngitshela kulo mhlangano, ukhanya kuzafaka umthetho ukuthi kugcine kuzizwa kuthiwa yi-lockdown esiyibona eSpain, esiyibona e-Italy, esiyibona e-France, ukuthi akusela muntu ovunyelwa songona kule curfew, songona kule mpini. Nxa sokunjalo kuzafaka bebutho ukuthi bangene.
So ibutho asoze lethusa abantu khonapa?
Hayi, ibutho lalapha kalethusa abantu, level nje liphuza ukuthi kuyele endlini namapholisa. Kutsho ukuthi kuyihlula, because ufaka khona ibutho, kuyaqala amapholisa. Bengezinkani amapholisa ezofakwa kwebutho, ukuthi babisele abantu endlini. Ngapha ngabatshaye, bakutshela mhle bakuchazisele ukuthi kuyele endlini yabo.
So ke, let's go back to Marvelous. Marvelous, can you tell us your experience in terms of working from home? How difficult is it?
You know, it's been challenging. This morning, actually, I was actually offline because my internet had gone down. So people couldn't get hold of me. So some thought maybe, you know, something bad had happened. You know, those are the teething problems that we're seeing, because this is the first time, especially for you and I, Gibbs, for us to be working from home. And also just, you know, for other people. So we now have to have that mindset that, you know, you can have problems like no internet connection, you know. So once you don't have internet, you can't do these live. So you can't be informing people what's going on. So I think, you know, but it's also got its own benefits that you can actually get more done because you don't have other disturbing elements around you. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there are benefits and also there are challenges, you know, with working from home. But I have to say, you know, it's been good to be able to actually keep informing people about what's going on. This is real-time reporting that we're doing. So it's an uncharted course, but we are, you know, setting up history right now.
Yeah, good dialogue, Marvelous. Marvelous, lapho uyasitshela ukuthi yena uphila njani khona ngale lapha khona endlini yakhe. Lapha ngikhona apha ke eButtonsville, eMaryland, esengifake nje okuyistudio okuncane nje, yakubona lapha esikhona, lapha esithoba sikhona silo Marvelous, kanye noEzra Chisa Sibanda. So lapha ke esikubonayo ukuthi kungaba nzima yeke ukusebenzela endlini, kodwa kumele umuntu aphume le minja nje imicabango ethize ukuze ethi usebenzele endlini ukuthi unike abantu phela ofisa ukubanika khona. So what I'm saying here, Marvelous, is that you know, the moment you are working from home, you come out with certain ideas, new ideas and fresh things that we are doing. Like right now we are using BeLive.tv.
Yeah, you have and to be innovative.
Yes, so we need to be very innovative. So Chisa, are you working these days down there, or people are not working at all? What's going on?
The problem, what I'm supposed to do, I can't do. I can't travel. I can't do this because of the restrictions or what we've been taught. So definitely it won't be easy. But because of technology like yours, we can do this thing while we're at home. We can work. Like now, people are up to date with the information which we give.
Yes.
Information, the news, Studio 7 still supplies news, still gives news to everybody. Listening, nothing passes without our listeners and our viewers actually knowing what is going on around them.
I think, like, if I'm not in the right path,
yes, go ahead.
Ndapindura ini ndichiti ini ndiri muWashington DC pale zvino. Nhasi chaiye mangwanani ndatadza kuti ndikwanise kunge ndiri kutaura nevamwe kubasa kwangu nenyaya yeintaneti yanga yambodonha. Saka nguva yakadai vazhinji havasi kushandawo kumakambani eintaneti nezvimwe, so kuti iwe uzokwanisa manje kubata vanhu ava zvinonetsa, asi zvatipa mukana nguva ino yekuti tikwanise kunge tichikuunzirai zvimwe zvidobidobi sezvatiri kukupai pari zvino, kuti tauya nemamwe mapakeji manga musiri kuziya, ekuti tinogona kunzwa kubva kune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti zvakamira sei, uyezve kuti vanhu vari kurarama sei. Saka ndo zvimwewo zvatiri kusangana nazvo pakushanda tiri kumba. Uyezve seStudio 7 vazhinji vedu pari zvino tiri kutoshanda tiri kumba, nekuti ndo nzira yedu yatiri kuita yekuti tirwiso dambudziko irori recoronavirus. Saka hakusi kuti kana uri kumba unotoona kuti uri kuita basa rakatowanda kukunda pamwedzi mbo basa, nekuti unyangu wewe ufunge zvimwe zvitsva zvaunogona kuita kuti basa rekutesa nyora riite nyore saka ndo zvimwe zvatikutarisana nazvo pari zvino.
Yee, kuna kuti kati umele vangine kuna pake kusho sinetemba lokuti vazabuya vasijoine njengakuri kukurira umavhera simhlanganya uye kuti usebenzela endlini lami ngisebenzela endlini. So ungabe kuzima sibili ukuthi usebenzele endlini ucaa nto enxe nxa usebenza abantwana babe bebuya bezokudonisa amabhulugela phethi dedi buya ngapha mama buya ngapha kungani kungaba njalo kodwa ke nxa sebekhulile kungconywana. So ngibone ke kulabanye abantu utshisa akade bekhipha amavidiyo besebenzela ezindlini omunye uthola umuntu ezegijimisana ngabantwana ngapho uzabe ukuthi uyenze okwenzayo kwaba khona lo munye ke ukhipha ividiyo yakhe egijimisa imbuzi. You know, imbuzi lezi kade zibuye evali speech kumbe ngumuntu okucreatileyo asikashiwa lapho kodwa ke khona ukuthi usebenzele endlini kungani sometimes kuyahlekisa kodwa kumnani
umuntu osebenzela uhulumende bezama ukuthi enze ispeech sakhe
anti uyabona
so umphambanisa Africa le.
Yeah, so when we look at Zimbabwe itself, no, now you are a Zimbabwean and you are supposed to be remitting something to the country, and right now things are not going well for people in the diaspora. So in essence, what are people going to do for their relatives, for their parents, for everybody back home there, for their kids? Baba Swat, what do you think?
The Zimbabweans, they are the breadwinners, especially those who are living in the United Kingdom. They have to support their families back home. When they are worried now that they can't say for those who are using online transactions and all that, but they are worried that if those offices in Zimbabwe they close down, where they transact money to, where their families pick the money from, if they close down, then that's going to be a big issue. They pray that Zimbabwe, they won't force all those money changers to close down. Because if they close down, then there's a big problem for our troops. So we hope and they trust that it won't close down. Marvelous asked a question saying, do you think that Zimbabwe, the people can, the governments can do it? They cannot, because when they can't help 94% of the population are employed, when they start saying we'll give those employed people some money, then it'll be a disaster. Here in the United Kingdom, or in America, or in Europe, they can afford to pay the unemployed people unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
But those Zimbabweans, they don't receive such.
Yeah, I won't find anything to similar one because ukuthi
yeah, and we'll show you what it is. Abantu bayathola imali labangasebenziyo, bayathola izindlu zokuhlala labangasebenziyo, bayahola ngeviki zonke labangasebenziyo. Kathesi ngesikhangele eZimbabwe kulabantu bafika kumbe 94% abangasebenziyo vele kabayitholi imali ukuthi kabasebenzi. Kungakho uhulumende weZimbabwe ngeke ancedisela abantu abasebenzi athi ngizabaholisa xa bemise umsebenzi, angeke kwenze ngoba le mali kalayo ungahlupha kakhulu, ungaba nomsindo onzima ngoba laba abangasebenziyo vele abaholi imali. Njalo esukwesabayo ukuthi laba bathuyelwa ke imali izihlobo zabo bengapha, kungavalwa amahofisi kumbe kuvalwa amakampani la athumela imali eZimbabwe, kuthi bona abantu beZimbabwe baza kufa ngoba ke abantu beZimbabwe abaningi imajorithi igcinwa ngabantu abangaphandle kwelizwe.
Marvelous, can you join in there?
Yes, I think uchirikutaurwa namukoma Ezra chiri kureti izvozvo nokuti ndandabvunza mubvunzo wekuti munoona here hurumende dzakadai seZimbabwe neSouth Africa dzichizokwanisa kubatsira vanenge vasina kukwanisa kuenda kumabasa kana kuti vaya vari kushandira kumba sezvatiri kuita izvi, nokuti kunana Europe nemuno muamerica vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vari kubatsira kana zvinhu zvikaoma. Tanzwa kuti kubritain vamwe vanogara muzimba havasi kubhadhara rent kwemwedzi mitatu, zvinobatsira izvozvo uyezve kunana Europe nekumwewo. Mukoma chisa vabva vataura vakati kuZimbabwe handifungoti zvinogona kuitika izvozvo, nekuti pari zvino vari kutotadza ivo kuti vakwanise kuwanikwa vachibatsira kunzvimbo dzakadai sezvipatara nezvimwe. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutarisa ikopana kuti zvii zvingaitike tikamboti isusu Zimbabwe nhasi taona chokwadi nyika yagodoka nekushayika kwaZororo Makamba, mwana wavaJames Makamba, asi tida kuzoona kuti chii chichaitika mune ramangwana. Nyanya takatarisawo nevamwewo vanhu zvavo, nekuti sekutaura kwaisa mukoma Ezra, kushaya kwamukoma Zororo Makamba kwawanikwa iko kuchiiswa pamedia nekuti munhu anozivikanwa asi dai pataiko mumwe munhu asingazivikanwi taizoziva here ndomubvunzo mumwe watoda kubvunza iwoyo uyezve kuti kushayika uku kuchabatsira here kuti vanhu vanyatsoziva kuti zvechokwadi chirwere ichi chinouraya uyezve kana zvichibvira vanhu ngavasamhuresana vanhu ngavaite iyeye yatukisa yekuti garai kudzimba uyezve musawanikwa imi muchienda panzvimbo dzine vanhu vakawanda uyezve ukanzwa iwewe mwiri wako uchipisa uchiita kunge wane flu nefivha nezvimwe zvakadaro tsvaga kwaungaende kuchiremba kuti muonekwe kuti haisiriyo here coronavirus iyoyi saka ndo zvimwe zvatiri kutaura ipo pano kiti
ye ngena kuona poke chisa
ya into ilako mavhela sekuruma ngave kutva sasiyelwakuti
maybe just to ask in the UK there we saw a lot of people crying especially the men about the lack of football on TV how bad yes. is this
actually what they are saying now they are saying the mental health should press itself for many cases because a lot of people suffer from mental health problems like anxiety, depression. Already now people, there are videos circulating here, people crying that I can't take it anymore. I've been 14 years in the house. I can't say they are weak, but these people, they are so easily, when something happens like this, they're easily traumatized.
Yeah.
So much anxiety around. I've got a nearby an old lady who is crying like a baby every day. So
right.
you can tell this woman needs mental health assistance. But what is happening now, the NHS here, the doctors here, they are not attending
yeah.
to such cases. Any mm-hmm. other thing, it is coronavirus all over.
I know I'm asking that question, but I have to share also that yesterday I managed to step out to go to the supermarket. When I came back, there was a man, you know, a black American man sitting outside, and he said, I'm literally going crazy because he said he couldn't stand being in the house for so long. And he said that he had, I think he has like a breathing disease, but when he went to the hospital, they checked him and they checked his temperature and told him that, look, you don't have coronavirus, so we are not attending to anything either than coronavirus. So he was sent home.
Yes.
But he said he's going crazy because he doesn't have people to talk to. So I don't know. Like you say, Chisa, there are going to be a lot of mental health issues. But also, I think it gives people, especially those with family and young family, a chance to get to know your kids. Because
mm-hmm.
especially here in America, people are literally working, you know, long hours. When they get home, the kids are sleeping, so they don't really have enough time
yes.
to spend with the kids. So maybe there are also pros and cons of this
yes.
stay-at-home
yeah, but
life
but,
that we're
yeah. having. But if you see what is happening, okay, shall I say something about
yeah,
that?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
What has happened here, the police are reporting that they are receiving more cases of domestic violence than ever before.
Why?
These people, they are not used to living together. So at the moment now, already people 14 days sitting together, the father, the wife, and the husband. Maybe this man is always in the pubs drinking, was going for football. Now there are so many arguments. The police were actually saying that we are receiving so much telephone calls from domestic violence, and the cases, they've never attended to so many cases ever.
Wow.
Yeah, kukanya wazani konoko kumi wangu chisa, kungawa kule kini songoba. Kukanya wazani lakukwele South Africa kukunjalo kwa zindawo. Ungana abantu bati ngaba ngahlala kakhulu bendawonye kuyahlupha kodwa ke okungani kungani kutshaya kuhle inhliziyo ukuthi nxa ulabantwana khonapha uhambe uyakusebenza mtshokotsho ngoba vele usebenze nxa usutshayisa awusayenzi lokuyana ukuthi uyangena ku-transport leyi isitimela kumbe into ezinjalo uyabusendlini so kuba lula ukuthi kube lokhu isikhatshana nje xoxela abantwana ukhokhela yomngako into ezinjalo kodwa kwesinye isikhathi kuyenza ukuthi usebenze kakhulu and ungasebenza kakhulu nxa ulokhu uzama amaqhinga lapha lalapha ungani kungahlupha mbijana kodwa ke hayi sibona ngazani kuyasebenzeka sibili so singazi ukuthi marvelous what is the experience of certain people concerning youngsters you've got a young boy
yeah.
and you've seen how they behave how do they do this.
The millennials have a different take on this.
Mm-hmm.
The millennials, you know, we have to keep reiterating that this
yes.
thing is serious because, you know, left to their own devices, you know, there's this saying that is going around, if I die, I die.
Yeah.
From the
yeah.
millennials. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about it. I do, and I have to check on him every day to say, where are you? Are you socially distancing? Because we don't live together. What are you doing? He's at college, so, you know, he's living with his cousin. What are you doing right now? Have you eaten? Are you going to the shops? If you're going to the shops, do you have gloves? You know. So, as you know, I took that session. So, it's very sticky. Kwavari iwa, vasikunya sotora chirwere ichi, sei chirwere chiri kuuraya, asi ndonye iri kuramba ichitaurwa iyoyo nekuti, as you know, Gibbs kunoku yanga iri spring break, break iyo inoitwa pakati pevari kucollege. Saka vazhinji vakaenda kunzvimbo dzakadai seFlorida nekumwewo, uyezve magavhena nevamwe vemunzvimbo iyi vakavakutoita zvokutoti vakushandisa mapurisa kuti vadzinge vechidiki ava kubva kunzvimbo idzi nekuti vechidiki havasi kuda kubva ikoko vachitivo aiwa regai timbonakidzwa asi chirwere ichi zvechokwadi chiriko uyezve tiri kutoramba tichitsinira zuva nezuva nyanya kuvana vechidiki kuti aiwa munofanira kuziva kuti kana nguva yawanikwa iyoyi iri yekuti manzi munogarai mumba garai mumba musawanikwe muchibuda panze kana kuita zvimwe zvakadaro. So yes, your question, you know, is very relevant that the millennials, we have to keep schooling them that this is real, and that if they've been ordered to stay indoors, you know, to self-isolate, they need to do it. But you have to really, you know, cat and mouse dog, you have to be continually checking up on them.
Yes, so Chisa, these youngsters, yes, come in there.
I wanted to say something again. This unfortunate event, this unfortunate incident which happened with the death of Uzororo, it can also help to actually enlighten the death of this disease to the young children. Because they will see this thing doesn't choose whoever you are, whether you've got money, whether you're young. Because a lot of people are saying, Kushana Watala, old people, and all that. But now that they see someone as young as him dying, so it might also help to wake them up to see that this disease is dangerous.
Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we're unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Makatirira chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Silusizi ukuthi ngasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
So it's really dangerous. So when we look at colleagues now at work, how do we relate to them? These social distances, distancing, marvelous. How are you doing?
You know, it's interesting actually because I think we have to play it by ear. It's a new territory that we are all chatting. But I think it's, you just have to keep in touch. That's the one thing that I know now. Because the minute you fall off the radar, people are thinking maybe you also got the coronavirus because it's not discriminating who gets affected. That's the one thing that we all have to remember. You and I, Gibbs, anybody, anybody can get it. And we need to keep, you know, reiterating that to people that, you know, why we are being asked to self-isolate, you know, it's very important so that if there are colleagues at work, if we're in one environment where there are like 100 people, we don't want to now contaminate everybody. So at least, because it's like a flu, if yourself, you know, isolating, you can get treated by yourself and at least not pass it to the next person. So I think it's an uncharted territory, but it's one that we can learn from. Because this is, it's revolutionary, actually, when I look at it. It's forced broadcasters to be working from home. Who would have thought that a whole show is being actually prepared from home? So I think, you know, it gives us an opportunity to be innovative, but also self-care is very important. So my number one thing is just keep in touch with your colleagues no matter what.
Yes. So, Chisa, you once told me about this lady that you used to. You're always shaking hands. You're always greeting each other in a very nice way. But now you're supposed to greet each other using feet. You know, you're just tapping your feet. And she's not happy. Tell us a bit about it.
She's like my mom. Yeah, she's a white lady. She's about next door, yeah, 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
She always comes to try and say, how are you, how are you? Like, treats me like son. Well, maybe once the clock to be fixed, he calls me. So normally she loved to be hugging me every time, kissing on the cheek and chicken. So these days I'm trying to distance myself from her. Mm. And then she appeared very angry and grumpy, and she didn't like it at all. Then I tried to explain why. Told her, mommy, there's no way we can do this. But you know, the older people, they don't understand. She's slightly old, so she doesn't understand. I was telling her, trying to educate her. I've actually fixed the TV to show her news and say, can you just check here? You're 65 years old, so you must check here, mom, whatever is happening. So she's saying, now I told her how to do it, you wash your hands, do this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes she doesn't understand. She thinks that maybe I'm thinking badly of her, that is actually touching me.
Yeah, I will find something to get into.
Let me just chime in. Yeah. I'm very surprised that you're saying this is your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cultural norms, especially at home, require us to just, you know, respect our elders and to shake hands. But it has to change now. Being in the UK, I'm very impressed with what you're saying about this lady. But this is now where your communication skills have to work. Where you have to say, I still love you. But for us to keep loving each other, we can't greet.
And that's pretty tough, Chisa. All of a sudden, they're going to say, Kato umbo abalonge na kweni. Ngakunjalo ngesindebele.
Yeah, ngakunjalo ke. Ugogo lapha ke uMary, ugogo engafika ngasihlala lapha ngasajwayelana kakhulu. Uyanthanda, uyathanda ukuze ngeAfrica lani lani. Manje kathesi sesijwayele ukubingelela ngoba uyathanda ukuthi angihage angiqabuthe ezihlethini ethi my son. Manje nxaze ngumtshela ukuthi mina gogo kulezi nsuku akusayenzi konke lokho, ngicela ukuthi singabambani. Ngithi ngivikela la kuwe gogo ukuthi nxinga kuthelela kule nto leyo lokuthi ukubonele kwenyozi, kodwa mina kaboni ngamnike yena uzawuthatha ngaphuma endlini. So manje ungalangumphathi kahle loku achelezanga ngendlela angikhona. Ngingazange umtshonisa khonaphana ngibone esithi isandla nje esithi isandla lokhana ukuthi vele uyacapha ukuthi umntanami seyenze njani.
Yeah, so more velas in terms of greeting people, you know, tap, whatever, shoulders, are you doing it?
I think I like this one, the namaste, this one. I haven't tried the feet and the elbows, I don't know, but this one I've done a lot, and people seem to appreciate it, because it's more humble. It's really respectful. Without extending your hand or without using your elbows or your feet. But for the younger ones, obviously, when I go to my elbows, feet, I see in the road, you have not seen namaste in India.
Unfortunately, I haven't met so many friends. I've been in this bunker for a while now. And so when I go to the shops, I wave at friends, just waving, simple wave, hi. And there's a guy that I'm used to, you know, is from Ethiopia. He loves talking and I love talking, you know. So these days we've got some bit of distance and we're sitting, you know, about 5 meters apart. And you are saying, oh, this thing is killing friendship, literally. So I said, but for the good of our lives, we shouldn't come near each other. So, but he's a very good brother. He has been in USA for 26 years. And he's a guy that shows you around and tells you a lot about, you know, how you get settled here. So, anyway, we have to lap away Chisa. Abantu wazani very kepi ankona. Yes, I recall what the angreta. So, when I want to get angreta, I could go.
We have no idea who remembering in charges under the 2007 what he went to the law, what you didn't fail to deliver for the people. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
With the capacity, self isolating, quarantine, say 2007 is closed for 3 months, there's no radio, there's nothing.
That would be crazy.
Kill a lot of people.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
It was, Yeah, it will be a crisis because I moved around Zimbabwe, all the areas of Zimbabwe. You know, when I'm at home, I love traveling around.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just telling me about Studio 7. About Studio 7. Can you imagine, say, 3 months, you've got no radio?
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to get into depression.
Yeah. And even sports. I mean, you're a sports guy. So how is the...
Yes.
How are you taking it?
No, it's not easy. It's not easy.
Because I can see a TV set behind you. And there's some comedy behind you there. So
you know what the problem here in UK? All the soap, all the dramas that they suspend, they're not recording. So what they're doing, they're playing old things of the 80s, 90s.
Wow.
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people here believe that it is like a war. Some of the people, the older people I spoke to, who said they saw the World War II and all that, they're talking about such a thing that they are, this is exactly like World War II, or is it even worse now?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
World War II could go and cram together and be in somewhere safer place where there are many, but this time you have to be alone.
Hmm, marvelous.
I wanna in the Panya Yekuti Shusakadai Studio 7. Takwani separation of Ura, but Shungopa Kuravan now. But Injis, the Chopa developed Mirama WhatsApp Nishimo, I should tell you guys say, Tungo Kun's Wemsi broadcast, Amuku broadcast, Amuku Pisaka, the Chopadi, Tunuturam Kanono, but it's no shoe without him, Sharamba Chikansa Pita ish. We are Shima Funza Panya, now the Mitambo. Vazhinji tirikuona pange padandemutande reTwitter, Facebook neInstagram parizvino pakanyarara nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo. I think vanhu vakawanda, as you said, Ezra, ma mental health issues achauya zvakare nenyaya iyo yekuti mitambo hapana, but takaona zvakare kuine vamwe vakashaya mamaneja emamwe matimu kana kuti vaimbomaneja mamwe matimu. Saka izvi zvaita kuti vanhu vazive kuti chokwadi chirwere chinogona kubata vatambi venhabvu, mamaneja nevamwewo. Taona parizvino Zororo Makamba kuZimbabwe asinzi ashaya munhu anga ari mushamarari aita mabasa akasiyana siyana achishandawo munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Saka zvese izvozvo izvo zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vazonyatsozoti zvechokwadi paipe ranga riri gore rekorona. Do you remember tichikura tainzi kwava kune gore renzara?
Yeah, and influenza, eh? We had all those. And insects and all those kind of things. Yes.
Vanenge vakunzi vana vakazvarwa gore rekorona, saka tichaona vana vakawanda munana December.
Tichaona
mabhebhi awa nevana vakawanda vamwe vayana quarantine yana korona.
And then there's another.
Umavela siqinisile nge-self isolating le. Abantwana bazagcwala ngo-December. Kuzazala abantwana ne-December, January. Ukhale kwabela abantwana abaningi kakhulu.
Yeah. And ungazikhangela futhi kule issue le ye-obesity, you know, ungahlala endlini uyabesidla ongapheliyo. So how are you avoiding eating a lot?
Into sengiyenze ukuthi ngithenga amafruits ngezandilambile ngenatha amanzi, because ngasendlini abusuka ne-appetite. Ngenatha amanzi ngidla amafruits, so ngiyegardeni lapha ngiye-stretcha bese ngiwokha. Ngijwayele ukuthi ngiwokhe 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers, but ngicatha ngapha egangeni. So ungela bantu khona mphenduke, yikho ngizama ukwenza ngoba ngisakwanisa ukuthi ngiyegijima kumbe ngiyegijima ngiyakade ngiwenza.
So, Marvelous, how are you containing the eating problem?
No, it's given me now time to actually sit down and do some recipes and stuff, and to also self-reflect on my health. For me, it's not really an issue because now I'm actually eating better because I can say I have breakfast, lunch, and then dinner because I'm at home. Either than when I'm at work, I sometimes grab this and that. But also I take time to go outside and just walk around and try and, you know, exercise a little bit. But I think inguva yekuti kana uri kumba, inguva yekuti kana uine zvimwe zvinhu zvaunga usingakwanisa kuita nekuti uri kubasa, ndo nguva yekuzviita. Nguva yekumboplana mameals evana neako. Nekuti I think zvatidzidzisa nyaya yeself-care as well. Kuti iwe ukasakwanisa kuzvichengeta, hapana mumwe munhu anogona kuzvichengeta except iwewe. Saka inoi nguva yatiri kupiwa namwari kuti timbotarisa mukati kunyatsoona kuti zvii zvaungagadzira pochiona. Kana uine urumba mako paweekend pakadaro, wombotora nguva uchiklina uchiita zvimwe zvakadaro. Kana zvinhu zvakawandisa mumba, wotora uchipekapeka wopowa vamwe vanotambura. So I think for me it's actually a good time to just self-reflect. And also,
right,
I do take time to exercise a little bit, but there is a tendency to overeat. You're right.
That's it. Yeah.
Kube lapha maybe sicela ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi umkhuhlane lo subule lanto badlula ke 15,000. Mhm. Sibakhumbuze njalo lokuthi ke asebanje sedlula 350,000. Abantu asebanje. Sina ngapheli ukuthi sizo fika 303. Seselapho njalo ama Olympic Games, ama countries like Canada, UK and all that, they are saying they won't send their athletes to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So the Olympic organizing committee is now sitting to reconsider or to think about whether to postpone or not. I don't see countries sending their athletes to Japan.
And we see that
the Olympics might be postponed.
And we see that, Chisa, you follow a lot of soccer. Ateta and others said this coronavirus. So now, what do people say? If Ateta can have it, how about me? Maybe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So does it have an impact? Yeah.
The Hollywood actor Ebba.
Yes.
The Hollywood actor Ebba.
Yeah.
It can attack anyone. All that theology that it doesn't attack the black person, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen what has happened to Zorro.
Yes. Yeah. Now let me see how you understand this thing. Marvelous. I'll start with you because our time is almost up. So now, what are people supposed to do in terms of, you know, not contracting this thing? Washing hands, whatever.
I think, you know, just what you normally do if you get a flu. Don't go out there and start sneezing into people's, you know, spaces. Wash your hands, self-isolate, and take care of yourself. Because I'm not hearing that there's a cure anyway, but I think...
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you normally take for flu, just take that and try to stay healthy. So that now we got here that keep self unzaiye kuti uno chisa unanzu visa nje chigwereji uye zvira nhano fanira kuita sendi kati nini chigwereji chakangoda kufana ne flu saka kana ukaona iwo kuti waakuchinzwa uri kuhotsira uri kukosora uri kunzwa kupera miri uri kunzwa kupiswa fever gara kumba enda kwa doctor unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri. Asi chakanyanya kukosha ndechekuti usaende uchihotsirira vamwe uyezve geza maoko wangoita zvaunoita kana uine flu uchinwa ginger, lemon tea nezvimwe zvakadaro asi zvakanaka kuti uende kuna chiremba kuti unonzwa kuti chii chiri kuitika kwauri kana achikwanisa kunge achikupa mishonga wokupa mishonga asi chandanyanyodzidza pari zvinhu ndechekuti gara uri wega. Self-isolation is very, very important.
So now, Marvelous, I was talking to a guy in Lupane. His name is Love Momoyo. You know, he said to me, Gibbs, the problem that we have here is we don't have money to buy soap. So that's right. And there's no water, you know, where he is. So he says, under those circumstances, what can he do? You know?
I think even though, you know, when there's shortage of water or whatever, the little water that's there, at least before you eat, wash your hands. Because they are saying that, you know, kanauka chibata kumeso, you know, do your eyes.
And you shouldn't touch yourself as well. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Don't touch yourself.
Yeah.
Do not contaminate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even it's not only in Plumtree, by the way. Also in Harare, in the cities, there's no water.
Yes.
But the little water that's there, at least before you eat, try to wash your hands. Because ukatanga kujiga, chikapinda manje mkatu mjoba, so akanganisika. Saka, I think I can actually understand his concern because it's not only in Plumtree, the water issue is everywhere.
In Lukani,
but the little water that's there, please wash your hands.
Right, Chisa, what are you going to do with your mouth for it?
Amafitshane ukuthi ke kulobunzima kakhulu ikakhulu abantwini besekhaya okuqakathekile nxa uvela phandle uvela ngapho kumele ugeze izandla okuzwayo nxa amanzi engekho ngiyakwazi ukuthi kunzima ukuthi ungazibambe ebusweni kumele ungabamba ungabamba umzimba wakho yonke indawo kodwa ungabambi ilihlo ungabamba amakhala ungabambi ifesi ungabamba umlomo wakho lapho engena khona i-coronavirus ayingeni kwenye indawo ngapha lokho kuthi ama-pose libekhulumela ama-scientist ukuthi ungaze ubhukuke ngapha kangeni kodwa ngena ngapho uphefumula khona emehlweni lemakhaleni nje emlonyeni so abantu kuqakathekile ukuthi bageze izandla-ke every 30 minutes bangageze ngamazi izandla ngamazi lahlezi endishini ngamazi lana-ke athelwayo ezandleni siyawela phansi yiwo kumele bageze ngawo njalo ngase sikhathi okuhlanzeka kuyinto enhle uyapho obambelele khona kumbe kusemchoveni kumbe ebhasini nanzele ukuthi awuzibambi ubuso uzugeze izandla kuqala. Yes, what I'm saying, this disease is quite dangerous. It's not a joke. This disease kills. People should be aware. People should really be mindful of whatever they're doing. I know a lot of people cannot keep their hands off their faces. Even me, I struggle to keep my hand off my face. So don't touch your face, your mouth, your eyes while you didn't wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you go, even if you go outside, touch a bean or touch a handle or go to the supermarket, wash your hands first with the sanitizer. If you don't, you rather keep your hands off throughout until you get a soap or you get water. As long as you are, again, if you're washing your hands, don't use the just a dish water and all that. Use running water so that you don't keep on washing the dirty coming back to your hand. So this disease is very dangerous. It doesn't choose the tribe, race, color of the skin, age. Even the young ones, we know a 9-year-old who died, a 3-month-old who died. We know now a 30-year-old Zimbabwean who died, 47. Anybody, don't be lied by people. Again, please don't use a... don't just go to places where there are so many people around. Try to self-isolate. Believe me or not, you will perish if you don't.
Right, marvelous. We see that in the Washington metropolitan region, there are certain commodities that you can find. Tissue paper or toilet paper. And then water is in short supply. And all these other things. Tell us a bit about that.
I actually was at the supermarket yesterday, and for real, toilet paper is in short supply. You can only get like a pack of four, little ones, two, and they were limiting to one packet per individual. The kind of stuff that you saw happening in Zimbabwe in 2008 is happening here. Even food. I wanted some orange juice because I thought, you know, since it's like a flu and what, you need to hydrate and to drink a lot of vitamin C. That's not available too. Eggs, those are not readily available too. But I have to actually give shout out to all those that are still continuing to go to work. The shop assistants, the cashiers, their managers, you know, they are still coming to work. But I saw a lot of them are now wearing masks and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I did ask one of them that, you know, so what's the situation? And one young guy, a millennial again, said, you know what, mama? If I don't come to work, I don't get paid. I can't pay my rent. So I have to choose between being evicted or getting the disease on the job and then dealing with it. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really, you know, he said, and I said, okay, so what do you think? You're doing a good thing for the public. But he said, no, but my health is at risk. So I've seen also Uber drivers are now driving with the mask on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've been given a directive to do that, to try and protect themselves, because you don't know which passenger is coming into your car, whether they have the virus or not.
Good evening, Zimbabwe Moshe. Due to the global coronavirus pandemic, we are unable to give you our regular programming. Nonetheless, enjoy the rebroadcast until we return to regular programming. Kwazwai, mure Zimbabwe, tinosangana zvakare manheru anhasi. Makateerera chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Tine urombo kuti hatisikwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose. Tiri kudzokorora chirongwa chatakambokupai. Yebo, mtwakazo muhle. Siyadibana kuhlelo lweLive Talk. Silusizi ukuthi kasenelisi ukulethulela uhlelo njengensukwini ngenxa yezikhubeko ezingaphezu kwamandla ethu. Ngakho ke siyaphinda lolu hlelo.
Thank you so much, Marvelous Nhlanganyo-Huye. That is my co-host. And I wish to thank also Ezra Chisaswanda. He's our correspondent based in London. Ezra, thank you so much for having joined us tonight on live show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so...
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you all who actually followed us on this live stream. We hope to connect you with you tomorrow. Marvelous, maybe you can sign off now.
Thank you very much, and please stay safe. Tinokutenda ive sanga vari pachirongwa chedu vari pa VOA Shona wanikwa mchishare live kuti vamwe vanzwewo uyezve tinokutenda izwa nezwa munogara muchiva ipo pano tozova kuti mabundles nezvimwe zviri kunetsa asi tinoti please garai makachengetedza utano hwenyu nekuti coronavirus iyi inouraya.
Yeah, yabulala sibiri coronavirus. So we are ending our live stream right now, and thank you so much for having joined us. Yabonga kakhulu. This is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C. Over to Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya. We are saying, please have a very good night and please stay safe.
Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Bye.
Where are the good
Thank you.